collapsing anchors, hypnosis exercise for overcoming your cravings. If you have access to a pillow or a stuffed animal, go ahead and just put that beside you, as we'll use it in a little while during this exercise. This exercise is for people who have already done some hypnosis with me, as you will already need to know how to get into your favorite place, your anchor. And this is a continuation of my week one complimentary Trim Life class where it got cut off. Okay, so I'm going to invite you now to get into a really comfortable position, whether it's sitting or lying down, anywhere that you can just be comfortable for a little while. And I'm going to invite you to hypnotize yourself. So just go ahead and stare at your spot. Focus on a spot on the ceiling, taking a nice deep breath in. And slowly letting it out. Allowing those words, calm and relaxed, to come to you. Again, slowly inhaling. And as you exhale, calm and relaxed. Relaxing and letting go. Whenever you're ready, your eyelids close down. And just go ahead and make your anchor, bringing your thumb and forefinger together. Letting yourself be there at your favorite, most relaxing place, calm and relaxed. And now letting go of your thumb and forefinger, taking a nice deep breath in now. Slowly exhaling, fully being there in your favorite place, seeing all the sights there, the smells, the sounds, and the feelings, just being fully there in your favorite place, calm and relaxed. And now we'll go into the extinguishing part, giving you the tools you need to make healthy choices in your life. Extinguishing unwanted substances. So for a moment, get in touch with whatever it is you feel you don't have control over not eating. Whatever that food is, just pick one for now. Maybe coffee or cookies, wine, French fries. Just pick one for now. Taking a nice deep breath in. And exhaling, releasing, relaxing. Letting go, calm and relaxed. Just feeling your body, feeling safe in your body. Now bring your attention to your least dominant hand. And in that hand, begin to feel that craving for the substance, whatever it is. The feeling it in your hand, seeing it there, smell it. Just go ahead and taste it. And when you feel that craving, really tune into it. Notice how your body feels, where you crave it. Where do you feel this craving in your body? Let it get really strong. See it. Smell it. Taste it. Getting stronger and stronger. You really want this substance. It's so strong. It's feeling that craving in your body. You just have to have it. You don't have control. You gotta have it. It's the only way you can find your happiness. And now, notice how strong it is from 0 to 10. 0 being you can't feel it. 10, very strong. Let's get it really strong. Just imagine taking a bite and feel all those good feelings come up in you. Really see it and taste it and feel it like you just have to have it. And just tune in, seeing how strong this craving is in your body and where you feel it on a scale from 0 to 10. Just noticing how strong this craving is. And now as you look at this substance in your least dominant hand, I want you to take all these feelings and allow them to rise up out of that substance into a ball of love right above your craving. And just notice what color this ball of love is and allow all those good feelings to come up into this ball above the craving. And now just imagine bringing that ball of love right into your heart with all the good feelings that you get from that craving. Just let it really settle into your heart. Just feeling all these good feelings, realizing that they're no longer in the substance that you crave. You've brought them out. You can feel this love and these good feelings anytime you want. Now just think of somebody that you trust, or think of yourself even at a younger age when you really knew how to listen to your body. And just take this love and send it back and forth between you and this other person, or you and yourself at a younger age, maybe even a part of yourself that just really needs to feel some love. Sending it back and forth between your hearts. Feeling all these good feelings. And now bring all your attention to your most dominant hand. Take a deep breath. And now bring something into that hand that really grosses you out. Just feel it. Smell it. It's so disgusting and obnoxious. It's just disgusting, completely grossing you out. Just makes you want to puke, makes you nauseous. Just notice in your body where you feel this. Noticing the different feelings that come up about this disgusting substance. Whatever it is, no need to tell anybody. Just notice this just disgusting substance that makes you just crawl in your skin. And now, in a minute, I'll ask you to clap your hands together and hold them there. So you have this substance that you crave in your least dominant hand and this disgusting substance in your dominant hand. One, two, three. Clap and hold them there. And allow the messages to get all mixed up in your subconscious mind. It's gross and disgusting tasting and smelling. Just notice that every time that you think of this substance you were craving, now you think of that gross, disgusting substance. Just let them come together in your mind. There's no more good feelings left in that substance. Your mind just sees it as absolutely disgusting. You don't want it. You just want to walk away. It's totally disgusting. And now take a nice deep breath, relaxing. Just wash your hands, rubbing them together really well. Just rubbing them together, washing them, getting all the grossness off of your hands. Just really rubbing your hands together. Just washing them clean. Shake them out and dry them off. Take a deep breath up. And slowly release the breath. And now allow yourself to go to a time in your life where you were making healthy choices. A time when you were listening to your body, making healthy choices for your body. Maybe this was when you were just a little girl. And now take your pillow or stuffed animal. Just put your arms around it and let this represent that part of you that makes healthy choices. Part of you that knows how to take really good care of your body. That part of you that's wise and soft and loving. And really supports you in making healthy choices. This part of you is attracted to healthy foods and drawn to listening to your body, taking care of your body. Appreciating the body that you have and all that it does for you. Carrying you through this journey of life. Really feel the love for this wise part of yourself. Letting yourself know that deep within you is a very strong part of you that really wants to be healthy and vibrant and alive. And affirming now in your mind, I now only choose to be kind to my body, taking good care of it with healthy choices. Thank this wise part of you, this young part of you that knows just what your body needs. And as you have your arms around this strong part of you, place one hand on your hunger gauge, remembering this hunger level is always here within you, this satisfaction level, right here within you. You can trust the satisfaction gauge within you. Go ahead and feel level 5. I am now satisfied. Feeling it go down to number 4. Noticing the desire to eat coming. I'm feeling my hunger. I'm listening to the needs of my body. I'm in tune with what my body is communicating to me. I'm going to level 3. I'm going to eat and make healthy choices. And as I choose and eat my healthy meal, this wise young part of me is feeling so good, so nourished, so satisfied and trusted. Well taken care of. I never eat more than my body wants because I just hate that feeling of being overstuffed. I no longer want to make my body feel this way. I listen to my body and make healthy choices. If you have a spiritual connection, you can bring that in now. Inviting this connection in and filling your heart with that kind, compassionate, understanding, healing love, feeling filled with this unconditional love. I only eat when my body is truly hungry. I put my food on a small, attractive plate. I sit down and take a few deep breaths before I eat. Noticing anything I'm feeling in my body. Honoring my feelings. Choosing to feel calm and relaxed. And in a moment now, we're going to begin to come back into the room with lots of energy. I'll count from 1 to 5 as you come back into the room with all your healthy new tools. 1, feeling refreshed. 2, 3, feeling calm and peace. 4, heart filled with love. 5, feeling fully awake and alive, wide awake, refreshed and relaxed. Just noticing how you feel, blinking your eyes open, sitting back up. And I just want to say, this week as you go, just being careful not to think about giving up this food. Just allow the process. Just see how this exercise affected you and your desire for that food. Just noticing without judgment Just gently noticing. And also being conscientious of alternatives, of healthy alternatives that are just as enjoyable as the thing that you were craving that you know isn't healthy for your body. And this is the end of our collapsing anchors exercise.